Blog Talk Radio.
And then there's the child out who needs a car. He doesn't do things like that. I know God. I'm pastor. Learned a lot about him. A lot of things that people tell me that God said, I know it's a lie, because I know the Lord didn't say those type of things and didn't do those kind of things. He doesn't do things like that. So you want to give your praise report this morning about what the Lord has done for you. We'll open the line. Who will be the first one to jump in there and give a praise report about the Lord in Jesus' name? The line is open to you, somebody that the Lord has been good to, which is all of you. All of you, he's been good to.
913.
All right, go ahead.
913, Kansas City, Kansas, Sheila Brown. May the Lord bless you. First, giving honor to God and to you, Pastor, and your wife, and to everyone, every soul on the line this morning. God blessed me a few Sundays ago to go to be able to visit Amazing Grace for the first time.
Yes, you did.
Yes, he blessed me, but that evening service, and if I get the man's name wrong that brought the message for your closing of your anniversary, may the Lord forgive me, but I think his name was Elder Riley. If I'm wrong, God forgive me.
That's right. You got it right.
Praise be to God. Right praise report. Thank you, Jesus. He come out. He was preaching the word, and he come out to Sister. Well, earlier that day, I met a lady, Sister Jerry Hall, for the very, very first time, and she was so sweet. Oh, she was so pleasant. She was so sweet. Before, she knew who I was, and later on in our conversation, I introduced myself, but she was just sweet from the very, very, very beginning, and I wanted the Lord to bless her. And she was an oxygen machine. But that pastor, that preacher was preaching that word. He was preaching, and he walked out to the congregation, and before you know it, he laid his hands on her. And I just received it for her and with her. The Bible, Jesus, wounds, she was healed. Ever since then, God has kept Sister Jerry Hall in my spirit to pray for healing. And since that Sunday at the church, I've noticed she's been on the prayer. She's been on the first fruits praise and prayer line convention. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. And I've been hearing her spirit stronger, stronger, stronger. It's getting stronger. But yesterday, God had her on my mind for such a long time to pray for her, to labor with her. And this morning, she led that prayer. And my praise report this morning is that I know that God is blessing Sister Jerry Hall, and that blesses my heart to know that he's blessing her, and he's restoring her, and he's reviving her, and she's going to breathe again the normal right way in the name of Jesus. He didn't do this for nothing. I know she has a healing, or she's already healed, or just walk in it. I know. God has not put this lady in me for my spirit for no reason. He did not have that preacher just stop and go lay hands on that lady. And that's my praise report for her healing, what God is doing for her. Thank you, Chief Ambassador, and God bless you.
Were you on the trail? Job said he was delivered and received a greater blessing simply because he was concerned about someone else. Amen. That's the key. And you're on the trail. God bless you so much, Sister Sheila. You'll find that in Job 42 and 10.
Yes.
Yeah, he prayed for his friends and was concerned about somebody else.
Thank
the Lord blessed him because of it. All right. Why don't you, Sister Sheila, since you're in there, why don't you receive other praise reports this morning?
Praise God. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Chief Ambassador, for the opportunity to receive praise reports this morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. God bless you all. I love you. I bring greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, this morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to our first fruit prayer line, praise and convention. If I'm saying it wrong, I'll get it better. You all know what the Lord is talking about, and we just want to hear praise, reports that what the good Lord has done for us, and we know he's been extra awesome to us all. The line is open this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Ambassador Jolene Garnett, 773. I just thank the Lord for another beautiful day. I thank the Lord how God is really moving and he's blessing. I'm telling you, I'm just so overwhelmed of what he's doing for me. I had was in the process of a car, but at the time, I hadn't been driving a long time, and my niece kept telling me, you need your own car. She said, you're living by yourself, and people, they'll do for you, but then in the long run, they'll get tired. So until you need your car. And she worked at a dealership to work in the finance department. And so I said, well, if you women ain't have a car, and if it's God's will, he will make a way for me. He said, oh, yeah, he will. And he is going to make a way for me. So I said, thank God for how the Lord blessed me to get receive my car. She wanted to ship it to me, but that was like $800. I said, I ain't got no $800. So she said, God got it. But that didn't work out. So she said, God is going to, you're just going to go and pick your car up. I said, okay. So then I'm trying to make it short. She said, well, do you know anybody who could take you to the countryside and go and pick it up? I said, no. I said, come. When you ask people, they just really don't have time. So she said, squash all that. So she sent a courtesy car to pick me up. But then I wanted the mail to go with me because I still don't understand. So my son went with me. And then when I went there, the man was right in the place. Excuse me. And then he said, was your name Jolene? I said, yes, sir. So she said, pick your car up. I said, yes, sir. So he was real excited. But when we got to the finance department, they was looking for $800. I said, hold up. And my niece told me, she said, I had her on the phone. She said, no, that's not in the paperwork. She only coming to pick her car up. And the man, he was just so upset. He had turned red. But thanks be to God, they gave me the car. They gave me the key to the car. So I just thank the Lord how God is blessing. And I'm saying this to increase someone else's faith or encourage someone that God is a good God. He has no respectable person. If he gives me a car, he will give you a car. So I thank the Lord. And I thank God for Chief Ambassador Dr. Johnson and his ministry, how God is blessing him. And Dr. Johnson, with the devil meant for evil, you already know God is moving and he's blessing. So keep on doing what you're doing. God bless you, love each and every one.
Thank you so much. Go ahead, Ambassador Elect Sheila Brown. Go ahead.
Praise God. Thank God for that report. I remember the day Chief Ambassador told us about the cars and then the spirit. I was hearing cars start up, and I thank God for that prophecy because we know it has come to pass and it is still coming, and you are an encourager to me for my new car, sister, and thank you. God bless you for that. Does anyone else have praise reports this morning? The line is open.
Good morning, young lady.
Good morning.
This is Ambassador Charlotte Gray from Kansas City, Missouri. I think you're doing awesome. I just wanted to jump in really quick and just tell everyone that I got the siding on my home. Our insurance and everything went through.
Yeah.
We were able to get our roof and everything replaced last year. I've already told that testimony. Now this year we were able to get the siding done on our home. So I just want to give honor and praise to God. The siding is completed on our home. I'm just thanking God for those 10 things that was over a year ago. They are still coming to pass. They're still falling off of my list. Thank God for First Fruit Prayer Line and being obedient to the word of God and to the man of God on this line. God bless you all. Have a great day. It is a thankful Thursday that I am very glad about. Have a good day, everybody.
Good day. All right, go ahead, Sister Brown. All right, is there anybody else on the line who would like to give a praise report? I heard somebody else. Just jump in there and give you a praise report of what the Lord has done for you. Every person on this line, he's been good to. The question is, will you tell him his goodness? Amen. The line is open to you.
Yes. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This is Sister Collins, area code 913, Kansas City, Kansas. I have a praise report on this morning. I hadn't told anyone this but the Lord. My knee was, I'm a very healthy person, but I had a tightening in my knee. It was just feeling tight. It wasn't a pain, but it was just feeling really tight in my knee. And so what I did was I got on the prayer line. Every time Chief Ambassador Johnson would pray for someone else about anything, I would claim my healing for that knee. Every time he would pray for someone else, I would just claim my healing. And I want you to know this morning that my knee is completely straightened out. It doesn't have any pain in it. I also would get on the Holy Ghost, when he did the Holy Ghost praise, I think it's called the Holy Ghost praise, I would put myself in that too. And what is it called, Chief?
Holy Ghost Rehab.
The Holy Ghost Rehab. I would join in with that also, and I didn't tell anyone but the Lord. And I thank the Lord because my knee, I have no tightness in that knee on this morning. It's been like 2 weeks I've been suffering with that, and I'm a very healthy person. And I said, I'm your child, God, and I'm believing everything that your word says. I am healed, delivered, and set free.
Amen.
And I thank God. I have many more testimonies, but I'm just giving that one on this morning. I thank the Lord for my healing. Thank the Lord for the prayer line. And you all pray for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Go ahead, Sister Brown. I just praise God. That's wonderful.
Thank God. I lost signal on my phone, Chief. I thank you for that, Sister. May God bless you. And I thank God for the Holy Ghost Rehab. I thank God for the faith that he has given you to join in. And I just thank him for your healing and your deliverance. Good morning again. This is our First Fruits Prayer and Praise line. We're taking praise reports. This morning, the line is still open.
Good morning.
Good morning,
everyone. This is Sister Joyce. And I think I came in on the tail end, but I thank God for being alive this morning. Thank God for his help,
mm-hmm.
for my health and strength. And Sister Sheila, I think you met when you gave that testimony about the oxygen, that was me, and this is Joyce, and I just wanted to make a correction, but I wanted you to know I received that prayer, and I received
praise
it
the
in
Lord.
The name of Jesus. And I just want to thank God. Yes, I think you mentioned that it was Sister Jerry, Jerry Hall, but Joyce Long, and I just wanted to make that correction. Because I do receive it in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you and thank you so much, Sister. Okay, Sister Jerry, I believe it's the Hallelujah Lady. Please forgive me. Yes, Sister. Thank God for you coming forth with that. I just praise him for all that he's doing and just thank you for making those corrections. Thank you, and I will get the name right, Sister Joyce. God bless you.
Yes, God bless you. And
I thank
it in the name of Jesus.
I notice outside of Amazing Grace that there's a different car. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
You must have been a recipient of that blessing, Mrs. Jillian Garnett. Amen. God blessed her with the car.
Yeah.
And outside of our church. That there was a different car outside there.
Yeah.
I understood.
Yes, I was in the blessing business with God, too. I guess it was my month, and he blessed me, too. And I just thank him for that. I really thank him. I thank God for all the prayers. And Pastor, I thank God for you. And I really do. And I appreciate you. And Praise the Lord. Back to you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Can I say something, Sister Brown? This is Jerry Hall. Even though you were telling the Lord my name and you meant
yes.
Sister Joyce Long, here I am on the prayer line. So, you know.
Praise be to God. Praise be to God.
I just thank the Lord that the Lord has restored me. No, I was not down and out. My work schedule prevented me from being on the prayer line like I wanted to be, but
yeah.
You had my name in your mouth, and the Lord blessed me. So here I am on today, so I just thank you for that. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Jesus. And I gave a praise report about you, I believe, the earlier part of last week, Sister Jerry. I said the women at Amazing Grace would just shut my big mouth right on down, and you were one of the women I was referring to. The hallelujah lady. All you got to keep on doing is just keep hollering and screaming like you was that Sunday, and you got it made in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
I gotta get in here and give what the Lord just placed in my heart before I forget it. While they were talking about cars, God said, "I'm not through yet. I don't normally pray for materialistic blessings too much, but I want every person who needs a car. I said, who needs a car? Amen. And you know what? If you've been faithful to the Lord, every person who wants a car, won't you close your eyes
and
lift your right hand. Heavenly Father, I thank you because you hear me. I ask you to forgive me for every sin I've ever committed.
Forgive me, Lord.
And omission. So many things that you tried to get me to do that I haven't done. Please forgive me. I'm trying. When I ask you to look on these precious people whose hands are up, oh God. Amen.
Thank you.
For a new car. Amen. Who need a new car, who have a desire for a new car. Amen. Look at their hands, Lord. They're trusting you. And people all around this world, many they're not trusting you. They have their trust in other things and other gods. But in the name of Jesus, these persons who have their trust in you,
Lord,
their hands, God,
thank
and would you that car trunk tree.
Glory!
In the name of Jesus, you have all kind of blessings on the trunk tree.
Yeah.
I mentioned all health blessings. Just all kind
thank
of blessings.
You.
Would you bless these people whose hands are up right now? God, you know what they need. You know that they need it now.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
To make it
thank
amazing.
You.
Oh, God. You don't
yes,
want you stranded, especially these women. You don't
thank
want
you.
Them stranded on the highway. You don't want them stranded late at night. God, give them dependable
thank
transportation.
You.
Asking you, I never asked you before.
Yeah.
You told me if I'd ask you anything in your name, Jesus, you would do it. And Jesus, I am asking you in your name, and it's for the glory of God. Would you grant that blessing to every one of them, Lord?
Thank you.
There are many testimonies of what you did for them. In Jesus' mighty name.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody who wants to receive it, say, just, Lord, let it happen
yes.
to me.
Lord, let
Lord,
it happen.
Happen to me.
Lord, let it happen to me.
Lord, let it happen to me.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
My.
Praise you.
I got time for one more praise report if you want to give it.
Praise
man,
God. Praise God.
Who is it? The line is open to you. Thank you, Jesus. All right. I can't
do have one more praise report. Good morning again, everybody.
All
good
right.
Morning.
This is Ambassador Charlotte Gray. My children did receive a scholarship for the school year at the end of 5 years with Kansas City Christian over in Prairie Village. So I do want to give honor to God because he didn't have to do it. He did award all three of my children scholarships.
scholarship again to attend a private school. This is the fifth year. Thank you, God,
thank you
for letting the great children be able to attend a private school. God bless y'all.
Thank you.
Have a
thank
good
you,
day.
Sister. You too. God bless you.
And God bless you, Pastor Charlotte Gray.
You
know, we heard you asking the prayer line to pray for you for that good job. Did the Lord ever bless you?
I told that testimony, not with one, but with two. Good part-time, good job. One with my children's school, and the other one is adjacent with my kids' school. So they both are with my kids' school. In that same area with my kids, with the people through my kids' school. So I work with my kids' school, with them around the hours. When they're out of school, I'm off work. It's all together.
God worked that thing out for you.
Glory.
Don't worry, I'm not going to tell you to jump up and down.
Yes, he did.
Don't worry. God bless you. All right, God bless all of you. We're ready now to receive prayer requests. Amen. If you have a prayer request, my God, our God can do it.
Amen.
There's nothing too hard.
This is Ambassador Lacey. I'm asking your prayers for myself and for my family this morning. I need your prayers, strength, and I need your prayers just to make it through. Just to make it through.
You understand. Amen.
Eat your prayers.
We got Ambassador Lacey on this prayer list. Anyone else needing prayer today?
Good morning, 913. This is Sheila Brown. Can we please just pray for the National Baptist Convention that's in Kansas City, Kansas this year, please? And Hillary Clinton is supposed to be in around 5 o'clock this evening. They're all together. Can we just please pray for
that? I won't be here, but I'll take the tape off.
Wait a minute.
That's a Peterson. Chris Preston Pepper. Training my Rita Ware. She's a dimensional.
Who now?
Rita Ware.
Rita Ware.
And for me in Rachel Femery. Continue to pray for Rachel Femery.
And Sister Emery?
Yes, sir.
All right.
And me for my eyes.
All right, is there another request? I heard Mother Digby first. Let her go.
I just said Mother Digby, unspoken.
Unspoken. Okay, Mother. Right. Go ahead.
Ambassador Jolene's on that request of prayer.
Let me interrupt you. Did I hear Sister Kimberly? All right, I guess not. Go ahead, Ambassador Garnett.
I'm requesting prayer from Mildred Garnett. Mildred Garnett, and for more males to come on the first true prayer line, and for my family. God bless you.
Now, is Mildred Garnett, what relationship is she to you?
She's my sister-in-law. Sister-in-law.
In-law.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
God to heal her body.
All right. Healing. All right. We ask these questions because we want to hit it right on target here. We want to know how to pray for you.
Amen. Yes, sir. And also for the Norwood family. Norwood family.
Okay.
That God save them. Give them salvation.
Salvation.
Yes, sir. God bless you.
I mean, finally, I got so much on my mind. I'm tired.
If you is there another prayer request?
John
Hall.
Unspoken.
All right. Okay. Sister Lily Gurnett, area code 773. I'm requesting prayer for salvation for my husband, Melvin Gurnett. And
Melvin.
Okay. Melvin?
Wow.
Melvin, yes.
Okay.
And that God, well, he has a lot of excruciating pains in his neck. So we're praying for him with the pains in his body also.
All right. All right. Somebody else trying to get in. Go ahead.
This is Sister Lucille. I'm asking prayer for me and my children and also for my Aunt Elaine and Aunt Maddie. And I want the saints to pray that my daughter get her a better job. She's working like 1 or 2 days a week, and she has a son that she has to take care of. God bless you.
All right. We got it. Okay. And is that Charlisa?
Yes, sir.
Anyone else? I'll take maybe one more.
God bless you. Good morning. God bless you. This is Mother Britt. Can you hear me?
Mother Britt. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I want you to pray for my friend. She they put her in the hospital the other day. Her name is Mary Freeman.
All right, Mother. What's wrong?
And then I want you to pray for my son, my oldest son, him and his wife. They're having some problems, marriage problems. And I want you to pray for that marriage. That God will fix it and bring things out all right.
All right, we certainly will. Now, what is wrong with Mary Freeman? Can you tell it or not?
No, she's still running Texas. She having that dizziness, and she went in there like dizzy, and then she was doing that. But she said yesterday she felt some better. So I'm gonna call her this morning when I get off the prayer line.
All right.
Let her know I put her on the prayer line.
Tell her we're praying for her.
All right, and thank you so much, and thank you for praying for my son marriage.
I certainly will. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
I guess it is mine this morning to pray for the people. Amen. I certainly love it and don't mind at all. Heavenly Father, it's me again. I don't want to bother you, but you're the only one I know in this world can touch all these people and help them. Yeah. Because you are the only true living God. You've proven it so much through your word, and then you've proven it so much through the lives of these people that you can do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. And so, don't mean to bother you, but we don't have anybody else. You're all we have, God. You're all we need, and you're all we want. And we praise you for everything that you've ever done on this line. May I brag on you just a little bit? You healed cancer. You healed tuberculosis. You've healed blood clots. You've healed foot swelling. You've healed back pain. You've healed marriages. You've healed husbands. You've healed wives. God, you've healed all kind of eye trouble. Blinded eyes you've opened. Deaf ears you've unstopped. God, all kind of asthma you've healed. COPD and emphysema you've healed on this line. And so many other things. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all you've done for me, you healed me of asthma. You healed me of dizziness, of inner ear infection. I want to thank you. And so many others you've healed, even of dialysis. God, is there anything too hard for you? So many things. You've healed liver problems. Oh, God, you've healed kidney problems. Every kind of problem I can name, you have healed. And so I come with faith in my heart, believing you that every name I shall call, God, you shall bring an ultra awesome miracle to Lily Garnett and Melvin, her husband. Touch his neck. And don't forget, right at the family reunion, I had a man sitting by me, and and the name was Rocky. And he said, I'm all right, but I got neck problems. I don't know if I had a crook in my neck for weeks. And you said, lay your hand on it. And I reached up and laid my hand on his neck. And God, something, I felt like Jesus when he said, the virtue went out. We are to do what he did anyway. And I felt the virtue go out. I just believe he's all right. And then, Lord, the other day we got on the line and prayed for a lady. Oh, my God. She was facing back spasm pain. And when we prayed for her, you moved and touched her. And she's all right. We dare not take any of your glory. If it seems like it, we're just trying to describe what happened. In the name of Jesus, we give you all the glory and all the praise. And we rebuke the enemy listening to us, Lord, trying to find fault with us rather than trying to pray for us and pray that the Lord would bless these people. I pray for Charlisa that you would give her a better job. Not only that, I'm asking you to give her a great job, making great money in the name of Jesus, that she may be able to take care of her children, regardless of what the system says that she needs. God, overstep the system and let her receive a great job. Look on, oh my God, look on Mary Freeman, amen. Look on Mother Digby, that precious, precious mother. And look on Mary Freeman, that's facing dizziness. God, you put the world together. If her head is spinning, what is that? Stop it, Lord. I bind dizziness. I curse that at the root. Stop it. Get out of there.
Get out.
The blood of Jesus is there now.
Lord.
I know certain people won't understand me, Lord, because I pray in the spirit realm. And they're in the natural. And in order to understand what I'm talking about and ask you for, they must be in the spirit realm.
Glory.
Ask you in the name of Jesus in the spirit realm to put the blood of Jesus on that dizziness. God, Mary Freeman, her body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. And I pray that you let the anointing go in there and destroy that yoke. Dizziness, stop it! I said, you, in the name of Jesus, I command you to stop it. God, give her a healing in her body. And then look on Mother Britz. That was her request for Mary Freeman. Look on her son, Lord, and look on his wife. God, I hear these arguments. Stop it! The blood of Jesus is against it. God, bring peace at home. Peace at home. Mm-hmm. And take the cataracts off their eyes and let them see, Lord, what they've done and how they made a mistake. God, oh, just a few words causes all that confusion. But that confusion, I ask you to bind it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bind it and bring peace to their marriage and peace to their home. Just because of Mother Britain, Lord, a mother of Zion,